This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
But we already have one rumor that is substantial. And while it has not been confirmed, corroborated by either of the teams, rumblings are that things are trending in a direction that this could be accurate. The Commanders and the Dolphins playing in Madrid, Spain in the middle of November. November 16th, I believe, would be the date. So you're talking about a week and a half before the Thanksgiving Day games. Would Danny Ruye have interest in a trip to Madrid, Spain to go see the Commanders play the Dolphins?
You know, believe it or not, I actually would not want to do that. They should not be playing over there. They should play in North America, in either Washington or Miami. I can't remember if Miami's a home or road opponent. Now, what I will say is that would probably preclude them from playing on Thanksgiving, wouldn't you think?
Yes, it would.
So maybe that means Christmas Day is what they've got in store, because they're doing all the primetime, all the standalone games you could possibly think of. I mean, that's coming, right?
Miami's a road game, by the way. So the Dolphins are losing the home game, not Washington, first and foremost. I guess it's not a guarantee that that would preclude them from Thanksgiving, because they would certainly get a bye week the following week, but Thanksgiving is the 27th, right?
Yep.
So if you follow me then, so the game would be November 16th. They would have a bye week on Sunday the 23rd. Thanksgiving would be the game 2 weeks later.
So that's enough time to adjust, right? Because you wouldn't think they're playing on the 23rd.
But would the NFL send them back on the road? If they get back from Madrid on, I don't know, the 17th or whatever,
right,
you get the bye week. Are they putting them back on a plane to go to Dallas, one of their longer road trips, on Wednesday the 26th? I guess it's possible. But they definitely then would have a bye week leading into Thanksgiving. So it actually might make it even more likely, because you know that they're not playing that Sunday.
Yeah, that's a good point there. So if they had to do the three straight, in other words, you play the 16th Sunday, the 23rd Sunday, and then Thanksgiving Day with one of those, a Madrid trip, that's rough scheduling.
Well, you get an automatic bye after an international game. So they would not play the 23rd no matter what. But here's my point on this is, if they played a normal game in the States on the 16th, and then they played again on the 23rd, then you're less likely to play on the 27th, quick turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
Or they would prefer to find a team coming off a bye to play on that Thursday. Or a lot of times what you see is they played on that Thursday night before against another team, and then they play against the Cowboys
or whoever. Thursdays, yeah.
Thursday night football. So this might actually make it more likely that they play in Dallas on Thanksgiving Thursday.
You're right. I was kind of workshopping that out loud, and actually that does start to make more sense. Especially, I didn't know that was a matter of policy, that you don't play.
I don't know that's 100% of the time. But I think with the non-London games, because there's so many of those, you don't always have that ability. But when teams have done, you know, the international games when they're not in the first week of the season or something, when it's during the buys, they almost always give you the bye directly thereafter.
Gotcha. Because it's different. Flying to Mexico City, which is international, is not the same as flying across the Atlantic Ocean to central Spain. So, that would certainly make sense then. If they're not going to play on the 23rd, then maybe it makes them more likely to do that Thanksgiving bit. But I'm telling you, the way I'm budgeting this out, not the right word, but the way I'm sort of thinking about this is, whenever it's possible for them to have a standalone or primetime game, it's happening, right? So whether that's 5 times, 6 times, or maybe the maximum of 7 times, I could see that being the case. So anytime you get a, we think there's going to be 30-plus million people watching this game, I think Washington's going to be one of the feature teams for sure.
I don't know how we've talked about a trip to Spain for the Commanders this long, and you haven't crowbarred in the ability to say Barcelona.
It's not in Barcelona. It's in Madrid.
But you just like saying it so much to Rick me.
I don't like that at all. I'm not trolling you about the name of the city. Now, look, if you're asking me, Danny, have you been to Barcelona? Yes.
Stop saying it.
I'm answering a question. Yes, I've been to Barcelona. What neighborhood did you stay in when you went to Barcelona?
I shouldn't have even brought it up.
I'm just telling you the information. You can't get mad at information.
But I'm not asking for the information.
No, but I'm sharing it with you. Barcelona is the city.
But don't say that.
But no, I'm just telling you. In the southern part of the city of Barcelona, that's right, there is a neighborhood, kind of like, you know, D.C. has DuPont or Georgetown or Foggy Bottom or, you know, different spots. The southern part of the city, kind of maybe a little bit east of the Mediterranean, is a small neighborhood called Barceloneta. And that's where I stayed.
Stop.
In Barcelona was Barceloneta. Just FYI.
The game will be in Madrid.
Mm-hmm. Not.
Sounds like, no.
Barcelona.
We don't have to sell the places where it's not going to be.
It's not Barcelona. It's not.
The game will be in Madrid. The Commanders and the Dolphins, November 16th. That's the rumor. Sounds like there's some legitimacy to it. It's from some Twitter account I'd never heard of, so I just pretended this wasn't a thing for a couple days. But having asked around a little bit now, sounds like that's the momentum. And
might be a thing, yeah.
Nobody's willing to confirm it, but they think that there could be something to it. That in mind, I want to know level of interest for people. So here's my question to you, Danny. Is this a bad bit? I have long said I have no problems flying, and I really believe that, by the way. I am a flight guy. I'm an airplane guy. You know this about me. I fall asleep very easily. I'm very comfortable on planes. I like the idea of being up in the air and just, you know, unbothered. I have a busy life and constantly on my phone, and the ability to just kind of have 3 hours where I'm just looking out the window or sleeping or whatever with the, you know, guy that sleeps with a fan on next to my head all the time. I like the noise in the airplane, the whole thing. My interest in traveling over water for hours on end is so minimal, and it's less than it has ever been before. I've never flown to Europe. I've never gone to Asia. You know, I've never been to so many places in the world, and if I'm being honest, a big, big reason for it is that my preference is to not fly over water for a long period of time. We went to my honeymoon in St. Lucia, which was a couple-hour flight. You know, you get down off the tip of Florida in the south, and, you know, 45 minutes, an hour, you're there. But my thing has always been, like, I want to be over land, so if something happens, they can find a runway to put this thing down on. That's kind of always been my thought. But can I say that I don't have any issues flying if that's my logic for not wanting to fly international?
Yeah, I think it's definitely an issue flying. That's one of the, there's a lot of things where they're like, underneath your seat is a flotation device. Like, there's water everywhere, bro.
But John Madden wouldn't fly. He would only take buses because he had a fear of airplanes.
Yes.
I do not have any fears of airplanes, really. But can I say that with a period and underline it and then also tell you I'm not in a place right now.
It's a modifier, yeah.
Where I want to be over the ocean. Like, when I asked you, I'm like, how far is that flight to Madrid? And I look it up, and then I just see that line go straight across the ocean,
mm-hmm.
like almost straight across. And then I'm flying from as east as you can be in the United States.
Pretty east, yeah.
So I'm as close to the water as you can get, so that's good. I've cut a lot of flight time out. Madrid is actually about as close to the United States as you can get on its little chunk of land.
Yeah, it's a 7-hour-plus flight, though, dude.
And it's all water.
Yeah, most of it's water.
And my whole thing is, I don't like being over the water.
Of the set, give or take, it's 7:45, 7:30, give or take. Probably 6 hours and 30 minutes of that is Atlantic Ocean.
Right.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
So, I think it's a no for me, dog. I think I'm probably... Do you understand my logic?
I understand the words. It is...
Bird hits my engine. One of the engines just stops going. You know, any of the stories you've heard 800 of in the last 2 months, right? Anything happens, and I'm over top of the continental United States of America. Everyone will say, well, whether you're it's water or land, you're screwed either way. Sure.
There's a great chance you're pwned, yeah.
Except that over land, yeah, you got a runway? Yeah, I got 17 of them. Which one do you want to go to? Hey, we got a flat area anywhere? Oh, yeah, I got 8,000 square feet to your left. The water, like Sullenberger, that's a one-time deal in a river. That's not the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, but here's my problem. It's not necessarily with the specifics of this. Like, a couple of weeks ago, you were like Johnny YOLO. About, like, germs and about, like, being worried about anything at any point in time.
What do you mean?
When it came to shoes inside, for example, you're like, anything could kill you. You might as well just go. Who cares? Just run around. You can lick ashtrays and kiss strangers. Who cares?
That's not what I said.
Well, I mean, but that was the attitude towards it. And now it's like, well, there's a risk of... Of course there is. I mean, it is the fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a percent that something disastrous happens in air... And yes, you're over water, you're pretty screwed. Again, if you're over land, if it's something that's going to cause you to land, I mean, you know, there's a great chance you're pwned also. I mean, my point is, like, is there a marginal statistical difference between land and sea flights? Probably, but it's so negligible that it's not even worth discussing.
I don't know about that. I think there's probably been hundreds of flights since the beginning of last year. You hear about them all the time that land at a random airport.
Like a flight was diverted after somebody.
There's no diverting
farted.
When I'm 2 hours over the ocean. What would have happened to all those diverted flights if they were just headed to Madrid? That's what I want to know.
They might have to stop in Barcelona. Like, it depends on where they're coming from.
I hate you so much.
Just where they're coming from, different angles.
No, they definitely wouldn't.
They could. No flights going to Barcelona?
No, never.
Thousands. How have I flown to Barcelona then?
But my question is. Then I'm just continental United States, Craig.
You're North American Ned.
Right.
That's who you are.
I'm psyched to go to Canada.
If it's contiguous, like now you can't do South America because they might flow over some water.
I don't know if Mexico has anything for me right now. Maybe I could do that at some point.
Fly over that Gulf. Is that a bridge too far?
No, I could do land to Mexico or a Gulf is very small. Like if we have an issue over the Gulf, we can just coast to wherever we need to get.
All right.
A little different than the Atlantic Ocean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to lock myself into that where I never travel. But why have I allowed my passport to expire? It expired in 21.
Not much urgency there for you.
Why not?
Because you don't want to fly over water.
This is my point. I have a developing thing?
There's probably a name for that, obia, and you got it.
Do you think this is a developing situation?
Yeah, that's a phobia situation.
But my love for going to Commanders games and sporting events is one of my greatest passions.
Mm-hmm.
This is a collision course we're on here.
Now, but you weren't going to go to Madrid anyhow.
Like, I don't know.
If they played in London, you were going to go?
I have more interest in going to Madrid, I think, than London.
Explain that. London's closer.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I just feel like London, people have been there and done that. How many people can say they've seen an NFL game in Madrid? Feels like a bigger deal.
It's rarer, I bet that. Yeah.
There's like a more of a culture shock to it.
Uh-huh.
Like it feels like I'm doing world traveling there.
But you are.
In London, it's just a dude that I bumped into once at a DC United game who has a British accent. It's a little bit different.
I don't quite get it, but it makes sense to you, I think. Like, is it because they speak Spanish?
What's your interest in going to the game?
It's small. I mean, there's too much stuff. Too many things to do.
So this is also the guy that hates going to games.
Yeah.
Is it the same kind of thing? It's not like you don't want to go to Madrid. You don't want to leave your house.
Right. Well, it's not even that. It's like, I'm sure, I'd be abandoning my wife to the three children. It's like two conflicting sporting events at the same time and 9,000 bits of transportation. And, it's one of those things where I'm not spending hundreds and thousands of dollars to go to Madrid, which is about, 6-hour drive from Barcelona. I'm not going to go over there when I can just watch it on TV and not miss stuff.
I think that my interest in going to the game and being at the game is probably like an 8.5 out of 10.
Oh.
My interest in traveling to get to the game is a 0. So when I add those two things together, because I got to fly over all that water.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a 4.25 for me. Below five means you don't go.
Is this a big deal that we can get you over this? Like, is there a way to like help you work up your courage and conquer a fear?
I just wouldn't, like, unless Josh Harris offered me to go on the PJ and it was like me and him and the owners or something. How do you say no to that?
That's the bad signal right there.
I have to take like two Valiums and just like make it happen.
Well, remember when the mayor called us just casually? Like, what if Josh Harris is like, so I heard Grant was kvetching about international travel.
I probably couldn't say no to him, but I would say yes, and then like I'd get a cold that morning or something.
Team,
you know what I'm saying?
Team charter flight. Do you go?
Yeah, I think
so.
I would
do that. It's not a peach.
Yeah, I think I would do that.
What about first class internationally?
No, I don't care about that. I don't care first class or not. I need to be asleep before the plane takes off.
It's your X-Men ability. Of course you'll be asleep before the plane takes off.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.